Today's share of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Pei Beis, and we are up to Sif Yud Zayin. Shtei Chatzeros Zu Lifnim Mizu V'Yisrael V'Ein Yehudi B'Pnimis V'Yisrael B'Chitzona. You have two Chatzeros, one inside of the other, meaning there is one Chatzer that goes out into the Mavui, and the other Chatzer that needs to open up into the other Chatzer in order to get out into the Mavui. And in the inner Mavui are a Yisrael and a non-Jew, a Jew and a non-Jew, and the outer one is a Jew. Or, she Yisrael and a Yehudi b'chitzona, or if you have a Jew and a non-Jew in the outer Chatzer, the one connecting up and to the Mavui, and the Yisrael in the Pnimis, and the Yisrael in the inner Chatzer. V'afilu eino Yehudi b'pnimis. And even if the eino Yehudi, even if the non-Jew is in the inner Chatzer, and Shnei Yisraelim b'chitzona, and two Yisraelim are in the outer Chatzer, Oser, the non-Jew is going to Aser, unless there is a Schirus. Now, what does it mean, Aser? Aser in the Pnimis in all the cases? So we're going to see it means in all the cases, there's going to be an Asering of the outer Chatzer, as we will see. The Chitzona will be Aser without a rental in not necessarily the Pnimis, as we will see momentarily. Zu lifnim mizu, one chatzer, Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katanim Zayin, one chatzer inside of the other chatzer, udrisas raglayim shel apnimis derech chatzer achitzona, and the walking to get out to the mavui of the inner chatzer has to be going through the outer one. That is the outer chatzer. That is the scenario of what we call a zu lifnim mizu situation. So we have now Sif Katanim Ches, Oser, so in every one of these situations, a Jew and a non-Jew in the inner, one Jew on the outer, a Jew on the inner and a non-Jew and a Jew on the outer, or a non-Jew in the inner and two Jews in the outer. In all of those situations, Oser al Chatzer Achitzona, they're going to Aser the outer Chatzer, Ad Sheyiskor HaRishus Menachri, until they go ahead and rent the Rishus from the Nachri. So we see here, it's going to be an Asering of the outer chutzner, not the inner. The tam kol eila. And what's the reason that in all these situations there's going to be an asering of the outer chutzner unless there is a rental from the non-Jew? Dichashina ki'il kulam darim b'chutzner achitzona, because it comes out as if all of them are living in the outer chutzner. Kevin shedrisas raglayim alav, since the outer chutzner needs to be walked through to get out. Umetsuyim sham, and they're all going to be there. And therefore you have now a situation of two Jews and one non-Jew. Because as we said, one Jew with a non-Jew is never a problem, and you'll never need an Erev in such a situation, and you would not need a rental in such a situation. You do not need a rental or an Erev when you have one Jew with a non-Jew. But when you have two Jews with a non-Jew, which you're going to have in every one of these situations based on the Drisos Raglayan, you're going to need a Gzeira here to rent, as we continue on, because Ruba Zem Yishum Shema Yom Adubi Maisav, and we'll have our Gzeira of maybe you will learn from the Maisim of the non-Jew by living together with the non-Jew. Again, when you have one Jew with a non-Jew, we assume that they will not live together because of the concern of the Shvichas Damim of the non-Jew. And when we call Makom, Yisrael Hador B'Pnimis, now he goes and he says, the Jew that lives in the inner Chatzer, Mutter L'Taltel B'Chatzero B'Beis HaLachatzer, they will be able to carry from their Chatzer, from their house to the chatzer. She'ena akum oser al Yisrael yichidi. Because an akum will not aser on one Yisrael. So let's say you have Yisrael together with a non-Jew in the inner chatzer. It's not a problem. They can go ahead, the Jew can go ahead and carry out to his inner chatzer. What's the problem? She'ena chatzer achitzon or oser alav. The outer chatzer in no way will aser the inner chatzer. She'ena eimlo alav drisas regel. Right? There's no Jesus regel, and they're not all considered inside the inner chatzer, and therefore there's no gzeir of the chachamim. So the Jew, or even Jews, if there are two Jews in the inner one, as long as they have an Erev, will be able to carry out to the outer, not the outer chatzer, but to the inner chatzer. It's the outer chatzer. The chitzona will aser the Jews in every scenario from carrying to the outer chatzer, from wherever they are, whether in the inner or the outer, based on the non-Jew, unless they do a schiris, a rental from the non-Jew, in order to carry outside. Obviously, an eruv will be necessary between the Jews in order to carry, but here we're just talking more about the rental itself. And we then continue on in the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch says, V'yesh misha omer, shafil eina Yehudi bapnimis, v'yisrael echad b'chitzona oser. There is an opinion, however, that is actually machmir, and says even one non-Jew with a on the inside and a Jew in the outer chatzer, the non-Jew will aser that one Jew. Now this is interesting, because if they were both together in the same chatzer, the non-Jew does not aser the Jew from carrying out into the chatzer. But this Yesh Misha Omer says, when you have a pnimis and a chitzona, and the non-Jew is in the pnimis and the Jew is in the chitzona, the non-Jew will aser. What's the basis for this? Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Yesh Misha Omer, v'chulei, the Af al gabdi b'chol makom Yisrael echad im akum eino aser afilu im darim b'chatzer echad. Exactly as we said, even though normally one Yisrael with a non-Jew will not aser, even if they're in one chatzer, this opinion holds that here is worse. When you have a pnimis and a chitzona, with the non-Jew in the pnimis and a Jew in the chitzona, that's worse. Why? The bechatzer should lefnim michatzer. Lav kulei ala yadi mi v'mi darbo. When you have an inner chatzer, not everyone knows who's in the inner chatzer. And people, yechshavu, people will think, ki darimbo, that Gam Yisrael Mubarak, people will think that in that inner chatzer, same way there's Yisrael in the outer chatzer, maybe there's Yisrael in the inner chatzer with the non-Jew as well. Pashas, there is a Jew with the non-Jew in the inner chatzer. The chichazu de matatal de chitzon, asu le meimar, the shari beli schiris b'makom akum. And when they see the Jew carrying into the outer chatzer from his house, they'll think that you could do a carrying from your home in a situation when there are two Jews with a non-Jew from a home into a chatzah without a rental. When we call makom la'alacha lo naktinan kein, however, he says la'alacha, we do not hold this, ki abrei achronim dachu zeh la'alacha, because many achronim are doche the shita, which happens to be the shita sarabam in Perek Dalav of Hilchos Erevin, but many achronim, he says, and obviously most achronim, do not go with this, and therefore we do not paskin like this yesh mi she'omer. It is just, important and, to note and to realize how impressive, just, we don't mention this often, the Mishnah Berurah and the Chafetz Chaim is in clarity, giving such clarity to all these halachas and spelling out the nuances and tying us back into previous halachas, and it's just fascinating. Okay, anyway, well, just to give a little bit of a review of this sif with a little important common application of this halacha in Sif Yud Zayin. So up until this point, as you know, the Shulchan Aruch has discussed the halachas that apply when two Jews and a non-Jew share the same chatzer, and that's up until we get to Sif Yud Zayin. And in Sif Yud Zayin, he now addressed a slightly different configuration where there are two chatzeros, one in front that leads directly to the mavui, and a second yard behind the first one that leads into the first chatzer. And the fundamental principle is that if it is possible to group together the two Jews and non-Jew into the outer chatzer by virtue of the rites of passage, drisas regel, the residents of the inner chatzer, this rites of passage that the residents of the inner chatzer have on the outer chatzer, and the presence of the non-Jew will aser the Jews from transporting objects unless they first are socher, rent, lease space from him. Therefore, if a Jew and non-Jew share the inner chatzer and the second Jew lives by himself in the outer chatzer, since all three of them have at least rites of passage through the outer chatzer, the non-Jew will aser. Similarly, if a Jew and a non-Jew live in the outer chatzer, and the second Jew lives by himself in the inner chatzer, the non-Jew will aser them in the outer yard, since by virtue of the drisas regel, the rites of passage, the inner chatzer, that the inner chatzer has in the outer chatzer, they're all considered residents of the outer chatzer. But the reason why I'm reviewing this all is to now give the more common application of this, and that's in condos. In the event that the first floor, let's say, is occupied by two Jews and a non-Jew, and the second floor is occupied exclusively by Jews, all opinions agree that the residents of the second floor can make an eruv amongst themselves to permit transporting items in the common hallway without regard for the non-Jew who lives on the first floor. Because for this matter, we consider the stairs to constitute a partition. If the non-Jew lives, though, on the second floor with two other Jewish
residence, and the first floor is occupied entirely by Jews. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, since the non-Jew passes through the first floor, he's going to asa them as well without any type of rental. However, and this is important, the Chazonish in Orachayim, Simon Sadi Vav, Sif Katon Yud Ches, this is brought down in Dirshu, he maintains that even in this situation, the staircase is considered a partition, and we do not consider it as though the non-Jew has rights of passage through the first floor, and thus does not aser. Again, we're talking about where it's dafka, the staircase. If obviously you have to go and mamish go through the bottom chatzer to get out, then obviously there is a drisas regel here, and there would be this asering, even according pashtus to the Shulchan Aruch. That's my understanding of this. Let's move on now to Sif Yud Ches. Sif Yud Ches.
Eina Yehudi shehiskir beso lechavera eina Yehudi. You have a situation where a non-Jew subleases his house to his buddy, another non-Jew. Jose rented out to Geronimo. In Nisharlo shum tvisa babayis, if the non-Jewish maskir retains some type of tvisa, some type of grip in the house that he rented out, Shiyeshlo, in what sense? Shiyeshlo rishus lahaniach sham shum kelim. He has the ability to leave his items in the home that he's renting out. Yicholim l'skor mimenu. You can go ahead and do the rental from the maskir, not only from the socher. Then lo nishar lo shum tvisa, but if the maskir has retained no tvisa by being able to leave things in the home, then it depends. In yachol hamaskir l'salek hasocher, if the maskir has the ability to evict the socher in middle of the zman of the rental, then yicholim l'skor mimenu, then you can do the rental from the maskir. Imlav einu moil, if not, then it will not work. Ela in ken yiskru me'asocher, it will not work the rental from the maskir, and you'll have to go ahead and rent from the socher. Now, we'll see that in all these scenarios, you could rent from the socher. The question is, can you also rent from the maskir, from the landlord? Let's look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Samich, Shiyeshlo Rishus. Rotzalomar, Sif Katan Samich. We're talking where the maskir has a tvisa in the bayis. Afal pi shelo hiniach sham. Even if the maskir did not leave things in the home by the socher, the fact that he has rights to leave things in his house when the socher is there, that is going to be enough. The atam, the logaram is schiro lakito. He should not be any different than a schiro lakito, a worker in a house of a nachri shal nachri, hamavuar b'sifir av, that we've been talking about for a while, from sifir aleph. The lefishi yesh lo rishus l'shtamish v'bayis, once a person has the ability to use the whole house for leaving things there, socher mimenu, you could do a schiris from him. Hi, maskir nami, so to the maskir, the yesh lo rishus l'shtamish v'bayis, he has the ability to use the home, leaving things there. Socher mimenu, you can go ahead and rent from him. Sif katan sabach aleph l'salek ha-socher tov zmano. Now the Shulchan Aruch had said, even if the maskir does not have the right to leave things there, but he has the right to evict the socher, that also gives the Jews the ability to rent from the maskir. Kegon, for example, shehis ne'imo, that he made a t'nai, the maskir, with the socher shevishus biyado, that he has the ability l'salko kolzman sheyirta, to evict him any time that he wants. Sif katan samach beis yichol liskor mimenu, you'll be able to rent from the maskir nanju afil lo silko adayin, even if the maskir did not go ahead and evict the socher, just the rights to evict him allows one to rent from the maskir. Sharei Shiolo Adayan is chus bechatzerav, because he still has the rights in the chatzer by being able to evict him. When we call makom pashut, however, he says it's pashut, as we mentioned before, the mikol shekain, the kal v'chomer yichol l'skor me'asocher. For sure, you will be able to go ahead and rent from the socher, because chol habayis shelo achshav, because the whole bayis is his right now to use. That lashon of chol habayis shelo, if you remember from Sochen daf dalet, Ata habayis shelo. Now the bayis is, that's the lashon by the socher. The chosav habayis Yosef, dafilu hasocher matzui bebeiso. And the Beis Yosef writes that even if the socher is Matsui Bibeso. Meaning even if the socher is there in the house, utilizing the house totally, you could still go ahead and do the rental from the maskir.
No problemo.
We now go to the Ramah in Sif Yud Ches, back to the Ramah. Hagov, who adini shacher sheyesh lotzisa b'bayis, yichol l'skor mimenu v'logor ha-miskir l'kita. And then he goes on and he says, the truth is, any person that has a tvisa b'bayis, you will be able to go ahead and rent from him. Of course, he should be no worse than a skiro l'kito, than a worker. Sif katan salach gimel, who adini shacher, perish. What this means is, lo tema, you shouldn't say dafka b'maskir. Not simply a halacha in a maskir. That's the normal scenario. Will it be Bahani? Not only by a maskir will this be true. Mishum shashir lo zechus b'chatzer, because he leaves a zechus in his chatzer. Kamash malan, the gam b'ishacher. It's not just a maskir who leaves his own rights there in the chatzer. Even another person, Mahani, kevon sheyesh lo al kolponim b'shus l'shtam misham. Once any person has the rights to the whole bias, to put things wherever he wants in the bias, that those rights gives the Jew the ability to do the rental from him, because it's no different than the schiro ulakito, sefkot and samach valid. What does he have? Shigesh lo tviso bias, v'gam bezeh, dai, v'shigesh lo v'shus l'haniach, afilu im adai l'haniach. Once again here, it's where he has v'shus, this other person who you're going to be renting from, as long as he has v'shus to put it there, even if he hasn't actually put items there, like we said before, in Sif Yud Beis. We're now up to Sif Yud Tes. Chatzer she Yisrael v'ena Yehudi darimba u bayis echad shel Yisrael eitzel beso shel zeh. You have a chatzer where a Yisrael and a Yehudi are both living in the chatzer. And the case is where a bayis echad shel Yisrael, where you have a bayis of another Jew that's in a different chatzer, that's attached to the bias of the Jew that's in the chatzer with the non-Jew. So you imagine you have a Jew and a non-Jew in a chatzer. The bias is at the end of the chatzer, the non-Jew, right up against the surrounding wall of the chatzer. And that bias has an attachment to a Jew in another house. So that's what you have. You have a Jew and a non-Jew in a chatzer, and you have a bias echad shel Yisrael, one Jew in a home that's eitzel beis shel zeh. It's right up flush with the bias of this Jew. So you have Reuven with Jose in one chatzer, and Shimon's home is attached to Reuven's home. Ve'eino pasuach lechatzer, and Shimon's home is not connected up to the joint chatzer between Reuven and Jose. Ve'chalonos b'neim, and there are windows between Reuven and Shimon's home. Eino yochol la'arev, they cannot do an eruv. Now, what does this mean? They cannot do an eruv. As we'll see, they can do, as the Be'er Lacha points out, of course they can do, this is the Be'er Lacha in this Sif, but in Dibur HaMaskel, Kedei Lahotzi, Kelav, they can do an Erev, Reuven and Shimon, to carry from home to home. They just can't do an Erev, as we'll see, enabling Shimon to carry his items into Reuven's home, and then subsequently into the Chatzer, that is a joint Chatzer with Reuven and Jose. That's what is going to be Asur, and they can't do that Eruv Imo. Reuven can't do an Eruv with Shimon, Derech HaChalon Shebineim, via the window that is between them. Kedei, in order, Lahotzi Kalev, in order for Shimon to carry out his Kalev, Derech Beis Shcheno, through Reuven's home, that is Pasuach to the joint Chatzer, Lechatzer, between Reuven and Jose. So, we have here where all we're talking about is windows between Reuven and Shimon's home. They make an Eruv. That Eruv, although sufficing between Reuven and Shimon to move things through the window back and forth between Reuven and Shimon, Shimon is not in the Chatzer, cannot go ahead, utilize this Eruv to carry things through Reuven's home, through the window, out into the joint Chatzer. What is the reason for this? So let's look. The Mishnah Brura will spell it out. Sif katan samechei. She Yisrael the akum darim. But rotzalom Yisrael echad. We're talking here where there is only one Jew living together with the non-Jew. It's just Reuven and Jose. The reason why it's set up this way is because Reuven has himself. We're in a case where Reuven, there is no problem at all for Reuven to carry out to the chater, because he is considered one Jew living with a non-Jew, and therefore there's no need for any rental, and he can just carry things out into the chatzar. But what is the problem here? We'll see. Samech Bav, Ubayis Echad Shal Yisrael, Rotzoloma Shal Yisrael Sheni. That means there's another house, that of Shimon, and it's Eino Pasuach Sikat and Samech Zayin L'chatzar. Shimon's home does not open up into the joint chatzar. El chatzar acheres al mavui. It only opens up into a different chatzar that Shimon is part of, or out to the mavui. The ilu haya pasuach lechatzar zeh, because if Shimon's home would actually be opening up as well into this chatzar, like Reuven's is, then im kein harayesh kashnei Yisraelim kol makom. Then you have two Jews with a non-Jew, which then hadin pashut the tzrichin liskor harashus. Then for sure they would have to go ahead and rent from the non-Jew, and then do an Erev Reuven and Shimon. That would be Pashat. Rak Hacha, here it's unique. The bias echad Erev Shayach Lekam. Because one bias has no, Shimon's bias has no Shaychus to the Chatzer. Sharei Pischo L'tzad Acher, because Shimon's home opens up to a different Chatzer, to a different side. V'mkei lo nishar kan Rak Yisrael Echad. Therefore, all that really remains in this Chatzer is one Yisrael, v'mkoma akum with the non-Jew. You just have Reuven with Jose. They don't tzarech shum tikun letatal v'chatzar, and they don't need any tikun for Reuven to go ahead and carry from his home to the chatzar. So what's the chiddush? Ashmin and hacha she Yisrael hasheni also letatal. It's teaching us that the second Yisrael Shimon, he cannot go ahead and carry derech chalono through his window into Reuven's home lebeis Yisrael zeh umisham, and from then from Reuven's home into the chatzar to the chatzar. Meaning he can't use Reuven's home going through his window into Reuven's home out to the chatzar. Afilu in this arvu al yedei chalono shetranem. Even if there is an eruv that would work, as we said, to allow carrying between the homes, Shimon cannot use Reuven's home to bring things out into the chatzar. Now the afal gav, even though the mishum Yisrael zeh shematatal gamkein derech beiso shel Yisrael, even though we have this Yisrael Shimon that's going to be taking his items through the home of Reuven. Still, this is not going to create a scenario where you have two Jews with a non-Jew, and therefore the non-Jew assering them from assering Reuven the Yisrael from carrying out to the chatzar without joining up with without renting from the Akum. Lo shayach zeh, because this halacha is rakish shneim metatlin derech pischam lechatzar. The only time you need a rental in order for, let's say, Reuven to be able to carry out into the chatzer is if both Reuven and Shimon have direct access to the chatzer. Afilu hachi gozer bizeh, even so here, they would gozer mitam acher for a different reason. Here they're gozer on Shimon not being able to carry out into the chatzer via Reuven's home for a different reason. Dim yamuta Yisrael ploni, if we're going to allow Shimon to go ahead and be metaltal derech beso shalzeh, to carry through Reuven's home out into the chatzer, yismocha Yisrael alzeh v'yodur imakum. Then the Yisrael, by virtue of this ability of the other Yisrael, like Reuven, by virtue of the ability of Shimon to go ahead and go through his house and out into the chatzer, he's going to rely on this v'yodur imakum, and there's not going to be any problem living with the Akum. Lo mistafi mishum shu yachid, he's not going to worry due to the fact that he's just one person. Sharei od Yisrael acher matzui kan, because another Yisrael is there to yilmod mi maisav shel Akum, to learn from the actions of the Akum, and therefore they assered this scenario derech the chalom. So now we continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Aval im Pesach pasuach b'neiyem muter." However, strangely, the Shulchan Aruch says that if instead of a window is between these two homes, there is a full blown entrance, then it's muter. Then there could be this joint eruv where the adjacent home outside the chatzer, Shimon could take it through Reuven's home out into the chatzer. Why that should be? Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif katan samiches avalim etc. Mutter, because he says like this. Tafilu below eruv lo mistafi Yisrael ador kan biyachid. He says because here there's no need to make this extra. There's no need for Chazal to make this extra iser with the Jew from the non-Jew in the chatzer and not allow the adjacent Jewish resident to go through the Jews. Home in the chatzer to get to the chatzer, because below eruv lo mistafi Yisrael ador kan yechidi, because even without any eruv the Yisrael would not fear living together with
the non-Jew by himself. Why? Sharei HaYisrael matzu itadir kan derech bischo. Because the Yisrael, anyway, the adjacent Yisrael, Shimon, would be walking through the home, since there's an entranceway, all the time anyway. And therefore there would be no need, lachi lo gazru b'zeh, shelo yahani eruvo. Here there was no need to make a gzeirah that the eruv should be ineffective, because regardless, the guy's not going to fear living there with the Yakum. However, the Shulchan Aruch continues, V'yesh misha omer da'af in Pesach pasuach b'neihem aser. And there are those that say that even if there is an entranceway, it's going to be aser. The non-Jew will aser. And comes the Mishnah Brura, and he says, Sivkon samach tes, V'yesh misha omer, V'yesh lahachmer k'deyazu. And you should be machmir, he says, for this daya. And he says, Vayein Be'er Halacha, and check out the Be'er Halacha. Now, the important thing is mentioned here in the Be'er Halacha, both with regard to this Halacha and the early Halacha, where we say that by the Chalon, that the non-Jew will aser the resident, the non-Jewish resident in the Chatzer will aser the Jewish resident that's adjacent to the Jew who lives in the Chatzer, so to, you know, aser him from carrying through the Jew in the Chatzer's house and to bring things out to the Chatzer, whether or not renting from the non-Jew in such a case will help, like it always helps. I know it always helps when there are two Jews with a non-Jew in one Chatzer to go ahead and rent from the non-Jew to allow the Erev. Whether or not that would work here as well. So some in the Be'er Halacha, Dibra Maskil Kedei Lahotzi, some say, why not? It should be no worse than two Jews with a non-Jew that actually, where the two Jews actually live in the Chatzer. It should be no worse than that. Others say, again, this is all based on Rishonim, that in this case, it's different, and even a rental from a non-Jew will not enable Shimon, the Jewish resident outside the Chatzer, to pass things through into Reuven, who lives in the Chatzer's home, to get out items to the Chatzer jointly owned by Reuven and the non-Jewish resident, Jose Adkan.